Hey gang, this is Sam for Who Would Win Masters. Just letting you know, we just started our own Instagram account, instagram.com/whowouldwinmasters, where you can find clips from our shows, behind-the-scenes footage, memes, geek news, and so much more. Please head to instagram.com/whowouldwinmasters and follow us there. Let's see if we can't get this account to at least 200 followers by the end of Shocktober. And now let's get into the episode. Welcome to another wrap-up episode of Who Would Win Masters. Today we're getting to the end of our Shocktober episodes with an epic debate that breaks the 1v1 formula and sets one hero against a horde in a massive boss battle. We'll be reading your comments and reviews. I am Sam Proof on all the socials, and we're going to see how you voted and what you had to say when Blade is dropped into 30 Days of Night. Now, our guest for this episode was Mary Beth McAndrews, the editor-in-chief for the one and only horror website Dread Central, repping the vampires under Marlowe from 30 Days of Night, and representing the Daywalker Blade, a man who also finds direct sunlight an annoyance. I'm talking about the one and only Ray Stakanis, who totally called me out for not doing a better job of introducing him last time. So let's see if this cuts the mustard before we see who made the cut. Ray, how's it going?
I thought that was a perfectly good introduction. I abhor the sun. I do not care for it whatsoever. Whenever I have to be in it, I feel my energy zap away, and I do turn into a husk of a person. And I don't like that very much at all. So thank you, Sam Proof. I agree.
There you go. I mean, when I initially wrote it.
Sadly, yeah. Oh, I'm going to say Mary Beth McAndrews cannot be with us today. We extended the invitation as we always do. And she is on the road right now. She is, I'm assuming, convention season. She's much busier than we are, and so was not able to join us. I do not have a final word from her, unless something comes in super hot, like right at the end, but I'm not expecting that to be the case. I do know that she's told me that she had a great time. She really appreciated doing what we're doing, and she loved the idea of having 30 Days of Night be front and center for the audience to check out this movie that she really connects with. And I appreciate that. I'm that way about a lot of movies.
Yeah, I just want to say she was fantastic and a really great guest, great debater. And I'm so happy that we were able to do this format. I thought this was a really nice change for us. And I want to see more things in this vein happen. So anyone out there, please set us up with some scenarios and maybe they'll make a future episode out of it.
Let me say, I'm all about, in the previous iteration, we did a lot of boss battles. What if we had a big monster against a team? Look, dare I say, I think this show is a little bit unleashed in that I think that we don't have to worry about making everybody happy with certain matchups. We could actually go for it and do some that are maybe a little weirder, a little wilder, and now we have the freedom to do that.
Yeah, let's get crazy. Woo!
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
Nice. And if you want to get nuts with us, remember, you can join us live during every wrap-up episode for as little as $1 a month when you join us on our Patreon at patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. You could be in the chat room right now.
That's right.
But you're not.
And keep an eye on that space. We'll talk about it a little later in the show, but we got a lot of new social media that we're working on.
That's right.
And new social media. We'll talk that through towards the end of the show, but just understand where you've been finding us previously. We are moving to other spots and we want you to join us there.
Yeah. I mean, I think we could talk about it a little more right now.
Let's talk about it right now, Sam. People no doubt have heard your wonderful promo for Instagram.
It should have only been a minute ago at this point. No, but I did, before we get into the reviews and comments, I wanted to give a shout out to a few people, Matt, Kyle, and Forbidden Mob, who have all made their way to our new Instagram and have been leaving comments on our posts, replying to stories. I think we got to see, it was, I believe, Mattman's family, or was it Forbidden Mob? Now I've forgotten. For Halloween, dressed up in costume. We'll say we saw some costumes, which was great. And you can join us on our new Instagram that is for Who Would Win Masters only at instagram.com/whowouldwinmasters. No spaces in there. Just
that's
go.
Right. No, we shared with the we originally were on the Who Would Win Show Instagram, and that was a shared Who Would Win Network Instagram, and we were told under no uncertain terms to not be on there anymore. So we are starting our own Who Would Win Masters Instagram profile, and if you like the content, you like seeing all the clips, you like seeing all the fun stuff we've been posting, you can now find us only, we're not going to be on the other one anymore, only on instagram.com/whowouldwinmasters. Please, we want your follow. We want to build this thing. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, and we're posting a lot more than just clips. There's geek news, there's matchups, there's build your own gauntlets. It's been a pretty good start. And we're open to your thoughts and suggestions. So please head over there, instagram.com/whowouldwinmasters. Take a look, leave comments, tell us what you like and what you want to see. But let's...
And, you know, we talk about that stuff here. This is a show for the people, by the people. And we want your feedback. We want you to be involved. So go ahead, join us on that Instagram. I would love to see it. It's Who Would Win Masters. You just search that. You'll find it on Instagram. And let's do it. Let's make this a thing.
Right on. All right. I guess let's make reading the reviews a thing. You ready to move on? Get into the episode? All right.
Let's do it. Go ahead and read. I believe you're going first today.
Yeah, I've got the first one. I got to pull it up on my phone. Might have to get up my glasses. Holy crap. This is titled Another Fight I Want to See by Bim Boom Gloopy, who says...
Great name.
It is a great name. Venom versus Garo from One Punch Man, who would on Who Would Win Masters, and Ray, learn how to say One Punch Man's name. And look, I want Garo to win. Also, can Ray rep One Punch Man?
Look, I would love to. I fought against One Punch Man before. I thought I did a good job on the previous iteration. Like, is it Saitama? I don't know. Did I get it right there? Please tell me I got it right there. I don't want to do any work on this. It's a thing. I know it's a thing. I don't want to say it again.
I saw the comment and I went immediately to YouTube to try and find a definitive force voice on this. And I literally just searched for, you know, how to pronounce the name. And I got 5 videos back that all pronounced it somehow differently. So I think you're okay.
I don't feel so bad anymore. Okay.
I couldn't find any clips from the show with somebody else saying the name, which is really would have been, you know, the definitive voice of this. But yes, I think you're fine to have... That sounded how I think I would have said it.
Say
Tom.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to declare it a win and never say that word again because the people have their pitchforks out. I have a review here, and is called Who Wouldn't Vote for Ray? Right? That's a pretty good review. I already like this one. This is from Copyrighted Issue 2. He's written us before. 5 stars for... Almost every episode, I say to myself who I think wins. And for Jason versus Buffy, I thought Jason won. And then when the wrap-up came out, I was shocked. Shocked, I say, at how low the percentage was for Jason / Ray. Like 20%? Jason only lost to Corey Feldman for one reason. They both had the mind of a child. One focus. Either beat the bleep out of each other or kill each other. But Buffy has things going on in her life. Like Ray mentioned, she has relationship problems, which I feel like Sam ignored. # Ray was robbed. # Ray is right. I don't know why I wanted to read that one, but like,
all right there. You know what? I will say this. I did not ignore that and feel like I feel like I straight out called this out. On the one hand, Buffy and her friends would have, like, having those friends around, which is the cause of the drama, would also give her a massive benefit. So they were sidebarred. They were completely removed from that, you know, battlefield situation, which means they're not bringing their drama into it.
Yeah, the people seem to disagree with you, Sam.
That's one
person. We did
have
one more review here from JJS4747. It says, so much for ignores anything happening. Oh, okay. We're not going to read that one. Anyway,
okay.
Give us a five-star review. Give us a five-star review, and will absolutely read that on the air. We will be happy to do so. I'm excited about what you have to say, and I want to present your feelings on the show, but just make it a five-star review. That's all I'm trying to say. We love five-star reviews on the Who Would Win Masters show.
Okay.
But that gets us to our results, Sam.
Yeah, literally by our loyalty. Yes, let's get to our results. Yes.
I dwell on nothing.
Do we have the drum roll sound effect queued up this week?
You know, I don't have it prepped, but maybe I should.
All right,
hold on
fine.
A sec. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
No, that's not even a drum roll. Look, this is dumb.
Wah, wah. No?
Yeah, it's Riverside gives us a 2-minute drum roll. Hold on a sec. Here we go.
Oh.
Can I play it? Will it play? No, it's broken. Riverside, you gotta fix this. No, here's the deal. Sorry, everybody. You're not getting a drum roll. Riverside, fix your app.
Yeah, we'll add it in post, maybe. And then all of this, we won't cut.
I refuse.
And
no, all of this is staying in. All righty,
here you go, gang. The winner with 80% of the votes is, in fact, Ray with Blade. Yes, the Daywalker has made it. Yeah. And that means Mary Beth with the Vampires of 30 Days of Night. That is 20%, unfortunately, for her side.
Honestly, 20% higher than I was expecting.
I think that... That's actually a little shocking. 90-10 seems like that's what I expected to see.
No, look, Mary Beth did a phenomenal job. I do feel like that is a tough scenario. I do think Blade wins 7 times out of 10. So if I'm being real over here, I think it's probably a 70-30 scenario. I appreciate the people saying 80-20. I can be cheeky about it all I want to, but let's keep it real. Mary Beth, she brought the heat. And I fully respect her, and I want her back on the show. If we could have her on every Shocktober, I would be thrilled.
No, I thought, look, I just want to say that everyone we had for Shocktober, every one of those episodes was pure gold.
I love them all.
And that is the guests, as well as the fights. This was a great month. I'm sad it had to end so fast.
No, I loved it. Look, Mary Beth did great. TV's Gina Ippolito did phenomenal. Obviously, some would say she beat me. I disagree. And then, of course, Final Girl co-creator AJ Porfirio came on first. And I actually messaged with AJ Porfirio. I'm just going to steal the show for a second. I dressed for Halloween this year as Hans the Butcher from Final Girl, the board game, because I love it so much. And I bought the mask from their website. I made a whole costume and my wife hated it. She was like, no, you can't wear that around me. That's too creepy. That makes me too uncomfortable. So I walked around with a sledgehammer and the pig mask and the apron and the whole deal. And I took the kids around trick or treating. None of the kids had a problem with it, weirdly enough, but the rest of the family did not care for it at all. I sent those pictures to AJ and I said, I'm trying to do you proud. He was very happy. He was very, grateful and thankful for us doing that. And he showed me that he has a wrap on his garage of a whole bunch of different Final Girl villains. For the season. And now I want that. Now suddenly what I did wasn't good enough. AJ one-ups me once again. And I respect that man very much. So go check out the Final Girl board game. I'm not going to turn this into a giant ad, but if you haven't played it and you like board games, give it a try. It's wonderful.
You should get an affiliate link. And
seriously,
if you had been a member of our, if you'd been following us on Instagram, you would have seen that pop up in our stories. I mean, I suppose you can search out Ray's Instagram, but come on.
Who would do that? Not this guy.
He doesn't
even
follow
himself. Anyway, we got comments. We got comments, Sam Proof. We're going to talk about Brad Fuglar. Fuglar? Fuglar, probably. Anyway, no, I'm dangerously close to saying bad words. And let me talk before I say this. We were called out. Sam, we were called out on this show because a bad word got through, everybody.
God,
multiple bad words got through. When we first dropped the show, I will personally take responsible. I edited this particular show, and I thought I used our transcription software, typed in certain bad words, and I thought I got them all out, only to find out when I woke up on the morning of the show dropping a week ago that, no, I did not. Something got in. Now, at 6 in the morning, only a few hours after the show dropped, I went in and immediately ran out to my editing station and fixed it. But if you are one of the initial people who downloaded the show right at midnight, and thank you for doing so if you did.
Good Lord.
Midnight Pacific time, 3:01 a.m. Eastern time. You caught some naughty language. Look, we are a family-friendly show. We're a family-friendly show about murder and death, and I will constantly say that. I apologize to your delicate ears. I take personal responsibility. I'll say right now, I take personal responsibility for that getting through. I legitimately feel terrible about it because this is a show we want for the kids, and I'm not trying to be like that. Normally, we tell our guests, please, no salty language. We forgot to do so in this case.
We were so enamored.
I blew it on the
Mary Beth.
I blew it. Yeah, she was so good. I blew it on the back end, and it is my fault. So direct all your hate. Direct your one-star reviews to me. I vow to do better, and that was just a mistake. It was a mistake, guys. And we fixed it soon after, but some of you heard a thing. So, you know, sorry about that. We're going to move forward. Because Brad's message.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the first comment was, did I hear a guest debater drop the F-bomb and an S-bomb? Not a complaint. Just checking to see if I heard it correctly.
I got to say, if anyone's going to call us out on that, somebody with the name Fuglard gets the right to do that. I feel like that is,
And I almost said it wrong there and made another mistake. So I was close.
Like they're just
God bless America.
Testing
the waters. Everybody. We'll do better. We'll do better.
We will. It's on the checklist now. Every guest understands.
It's on the agenda.
All right.
So it goes. The fun of podcasting, everybody.
Yeah. Next up from John Shanks. I think Blade, but rewatching 30 Days of Night before listening. Maybe a follow-up idea could be Dr. Doom in the Mars hellscape of the Doom video game.
I'm very interested in that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I'd like to explore that for sure. I dig that.
John, yeah, John, I'm interested.
All right.
Go on. Ken Bjorn Turner. He's been on the show before. You heard him.
Yeah.
He says Blade just has more experience fighting much stronger opponents, as well as fighting in a target-rich environment. So I'm assuming he picks Blade here. And who would blame
him?
I was great.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And this brings us to a whole series here. The Mortalverse audio drama. Did you enjoy the Arrow Canary? We just did episode 8 of 8. That's the last one. That is a wrap-up of that particular run. And we're going to move on to the next one. I don't have the list in front of me. But we have more exciting Mortalverse audio dramas coming. They do a really good job over there. They're so good. And I'm not just saying it because they cast me as Batman. I'm saying it because they do a very, very good job. But over at their personal Discord, they have their own little Who Would Win section. And I'm not trying to be an ad for them, but I'm kind of being an ad for them. But they have a lot of comments we also pulled from. So here's a bunch of comments now that we pulled from the Mortalverse Discord because we scour the internet looking for your comments.
All right, Mr. Badger says, I vote Blade. He's fought a blood god and won, not to mention Dracula. Yeah.
I like that.
I mean, I think
I like that.
I believe
lot.
Those were both points that were made during the episode. And yeah, I think those were very, very strong selling points on that, in fact, ruling.
Yeah,
that,
I think
my decision.
I think if Marlowe hadn't gone down to Josh Hartnett punching him in the face, I think that argument holds a lot more weight, you know?
Right.
Anyway, Chameleon Knight says, despite the 30 days of night vampire... Oh, excuse me. Despite the 30 days of night vampires being super vicious, I still voted for Blade. Thank you. Thank you, Chameleon Knight. I appreciate you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. They could be more vicious, I guess, is really what we're coming to find out here.
Not going to lie. Oof.
I guess. All right. Mitch Mark Media, Jingleheimer Schmidt, says, I like his name. Like the man said, never leave home without a blade. And he is particularly good at his chosen profession.
Yeah.
Kicking butt.
You can't name yourself Blade and then be bad with a sword.
My name's Blade, but I have this quarterstaff because I'm a staff guy.
My parents named me Blade. I use an arrow and quiver. Like, what are we doing here?
My dad was Mr. Blade.
Oh, dear Lord. I'm Blade the Second, Blade Junior, if you will. I'm a bard. Yeah, you don't see that.
Nunchucks are my thing.
Honestly, though, if you're playing a D&D, that's a great character you should talk about. I'm going to go to DT Fultz, VA. Good job. I assume Virginia. Here's hoping. He says, Blade has faced down vampires way worse than the 30 days, guys. This is just a Thursday for him. I'd say pump the brakes on that slightly, but you're not 100% wrong.
No, I mean, no. Yeah. I mean, how many vampires is it even, right? Like, it's not that many. I think he's dealt with, like, just masses of vampires.
He's had a lot of them.
They're just, you know, yeah. All right. I think that's it for our...
That's right. We're on to Mortiverse. Lord Moxford. Lord Moxford's here.
So we're on to the one and only Lord Moxford, who said, the final match of Shocktober is in the books and Ray killed it. Mary Beth did a good job repping 30 days, but Blade winning this was a no-brainer. Killing vamps is his whole shtick. Is reminiscent of the Geralt of Rivia versus Goliath match or the way Kraven should have beaten Killer Croc. I blame Brent Pope for that one. All right.
I do too.
There's more. These characters were tailor-made for their opponent. Blade has faced any and all variations of vampire and come out on top. And this battle was no different. Hashtag Ray is right. In the spirit of this week's MA rating and recognition of Sam's unwavering
Get out of here, Moxford. Listen.
Dedication.
Some things got through, okay?
He's got you. Sorry. And Sam's unwavering dedication to bringing in only the best advertisers who win to Who Would Win Masters. F. Candy Corn. He did not just write the letter. So.
He did. He did not. Look, Lord Moxford is the one who brought it to my attention first, so I want to give him full credit. Okay. So here's me at 6 a.m. running out to fix it. Depressing, but that's the thing that happened. Anyway,
Moxford, I'm going to move on because I don't want to break my legs. All right.
Yeah, thank you. Forbidden Mob. We love Forbidden Mob on the show. He's very active and we appreciate that. He says, Mary Beth did a phenomenal job. She must come back soon with another ghoulish threat. She fought an uphill battle and knows her stuff. 30 Days of Night is an awesome watch, by the way. But who won? Ray in the classic pumpkin top, which I also own, though the pumpkinish are great. Oh, no, the David S. Pumpkins. I love that,
David,
too.
Yeah.
He sunk his plastic choppers into this one. Tasting victory once again. Like Ray said, Blade's faster, smarter, stronger, well-trained, and an expert in the trade of slaying. He fought different vamps in Blade 2 and beat Dracula. Liked the herd argument that was brought up for the vamps and how their chompers are much more deadly. Also, the fact they'd use humans as bait. But again, this is nothing new for Blade. He'd slice and dice and prove once again why there's only one Blade. Great episode. We need more Hordes versus Heroes episodes. This was so much fun. Great ruling. Sam, have a nice Halloween weekend. All I did, it broke me. I'm exhausted.
It was great.
I have nearly nothing left as we record this.
Yeah, this whole month has been a lot, but this past week with Halloween and the two trunk or treats that my kids went to has been like insane. I don't know what your neighborhood's like for Halloween, but we actually, because we're in an apartment, went out to someone else's neighborhood.
Absolutely.
And we walked a long time. Like, I'm sure I've done worse as a teenager, but good Lord, I'm 50-something now. That was a lot of walking. But some really phenomenal houses. There was like one haunted house that they actually invited you to come and walk through their entire house into the backyard and back, and it was like, every square inch was filled with stuff. And like, not just randomly, like they had scenes, like a tarot reader and like a zombie thing. And it was awesome. And then there was another house on the block that had an all skeleton remake of the Back to the Future clock tower scene, including a very real DeLorean. Yeah, it was so cool.
Yeah.
So cool. But yeah, I hope you all had an amazing Halloween and, you know, got to be extremely tired too.
Yeah. People in my office asked me this morning at the day job, they said, what did you do? How was your weekend? I go, I legitimately do not know. I cannot remember anything that happened this weekend. That's maybe not good, but it was exhausting. I do know that.
Yeah.
So we're working on fumes, everybody. Here we go. I got one more comment.
Oh, good.
This is from our good friend Luke on email. Luke's been emailing the show for a little bit now, and he's wonderful. I want him to join the Patreon. Luke, if you're hearing this right now, for $1, you can join the Patreon and actually, like, vote on some stuff. You know, we brought down the $1. Barriers, Luke. Come on, my brother. Let's do this. Yeah. So he says, Dear Ray and Sam, I just listened to the latest Who Would Win Masters episode, Blade versus 30 Days of Night. I thought it was a very major deviation from the standard Who Would Win format. Quote unquote, a random encounter, neutral location with no prior knowledge of an opponent or time to prepare for the fight, according to Who Would Win match rule number 2. However, I thought it was a very unique episode. I felt almost like fan fiction gone wildly great. Nice work, thumbs up. I would like it if this were a feature film. Me too. A Marvel spinoff-esque film. I know Patreon is how I can actually cast my vote. I just said that. But I still like to speak my mind through emails nonetheless. Brother, $1 a month. Help me out here. Let's do the thing. I'm not even trying to hit you up for money. I'm just saying, show me some commitment.
Let you vote. But also,
that's all.
I'll let you in on a secret. With Patreon, you can A, leave very long comments, and B, Patreon does in fact send out a newsletter style email every time we post something, which you could then, I guess, reply to with an email and still be able to vote. But anyway, I digress.
Great point. I like what you're saying there. Look, there he says, finally, I would say that there's an 88% possibility that Blade would survive and win this unique situation. That's an odd number, but I'll go with it. A very high percentage is what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that is all the comments for this episode. Now, we normally would have more Instagram and YouTube comments, but we are kind of moving to Instagram. Who would win Masters? And Sam, do we have a new YouTube channel coming?
It is coming. We'll let you know probably in 2 weeks. We're going to officially launch, I'm going to say.
Would you say that on the next episode of the wrap up, we will be talking about the new Who Would Win Masters YouTube channel?
Yes. In fact, maybe I have to see what the actual date of that is, but maybe we launch it during that episode.
Maybe that's a good idea and we should do that.
A little launch party. So get ready. We should pre-schedule that wrap party way in advance if we can.
So okay, let's do
that. Let's do that. All right. But while we work out the details for that, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by CHEV.
All right, we're right back.
We're right back, everybody. This is
how it happens. How did that go? Ray, you've been on a mission this Halloween to watch a lot of movies. Did you make it through your Halloween list?
I did, actually. My goal was 13 movies in October and the neighboring days. And we made it. We're going to make a post on social media day that this drops. Or maybe we already dropped it. I may have already dropped it now that I think about it. Anyway, I did, in fact, do this. 13 movies, horror movies. Somebody reached out to me about their kind of like, I don't know if it was a student film, a low budget film.
Oh.
It's 70 minutes long and it's on YouTube. And he hit me up on Instagram and asked me to watch it. And I didn't, but I will. I'm going to watch it this week and I'll come back and I'll talk about it. Here is my official 13 movies. some of which were watched with our Patreons on movie night, one of which.
Okay.
Here's my movie list. It's Critters, 30 Days of Night, The Strangers Chapter 2 in theaters, Final Destination 4, because that's where I'm at in the series, Children of the Corn. Nobody told me Linda Hamilton was in that movie.
It's the original
She's like
one.
The star.
Right?
Yeah.
And they did a remake, right?
I watched Butterfly Kisses, which Mary Beth McAndrew suggested on this episode of the show, and I did not connect with it the way that she did. A lot of people really like this movie, apparently, and I feel a little bit bad about it. I did not connect with Butterfly Kisses.
That's the found footage one? Is that what that is?
It's found footage.
It's like a Blair Witch
Listen,
kinda.
So, but
I'm not into that style, gotta say. Yeah,
I want to be into that style, and we'll get into that in a moment. But Butterfly Kisses has like a, if you stare at a bridge at an hour of staring without blinking, a monster appears and stalks you. That's the idea. So they put a camera up, and the camera eye can't blink, so the camera eye caught him up. And every time they would, quote unquote, blink by starting the camera over the next time they want to film, he would appear in the background somewhere and get closer and closer and closer. Until eventually he gets so close, like you could feel his like eyelashes on your skin, like Butterfly Kisses is a thing.
Gotcha.
That's where the title comes from. The problem I had with this movie the whole time is, if I knew I was in this scenario, which the people involved in it do, I would throw the camera away and or smash it and never have this problem again.
Right.
Instead, they keep trying to catch him like on a football field, and they keep getting him, but he keeps getting closer and closer as they stop and restart until he gets so close he murders them. What are we doing here?
Right.
Throw the camera like away.
It's like the weeping angels from Doctor Who, but then like you actually have the ability to leave that situation.
Yeah. The weeping angels are tied to your cell phone, so leave your cell phone behind and go get another one.
That was a burner.
I had a real problem getting over this one point of logic in the movie, and it really haunted me till the end. It was a perfectly acceptable found footage horror movie. But dear Lord, you can't have a flaw that big. And I don't know. I did not connect with this movie. Okay, moving forward.
I saw
Black Phone. I'd never seen Black Phone before.
I didn't know what I thought
this movie was going to be. But I wasn't expecting that. I also did not connect with Black Phone.
Okay.
It's Kidnap Children in a Basement, the movie. Maybe it's because I have a kid. I don't know. I didn't connect with it. Anyway, then I saw Hereditary. Hereditary. The Ari Aster apparently is a big deal these days. This was a very, I don't know if I liked it, but it was very interesting. The theme of these movies, I'm not sure if I liked it, but I appreciated it. Hereditary is a very interesting a horror movie. See it if you haven't. You're probably not going to want to see it again.
Sure. All right.
I enjoyed it. Then I saw Critters 4. I saw Critters 4 with our patrons. I love that movie so much. Look, it feels weird that I'm talking about these art house movies that I didn't connect with, and I really hardcore connect with Critters 4. But I did. It's in space and it's wonderful. And I watched it with a few of our patrons and we had a blast. You should come to the next movie night. Please do. I watched Barbarian, which is a movie I've been meaning to see for a long time. It stars, I'm a Mac, I'm a PC. I'm a Mac.
Okay.
Nathan Long? Is that his name?
Jason Long.
That guy, he's wonderful. Yeah.
All right.
And then I saw the follow-up, Weapons. I saw Weapons. Yeah. I didn't know what Weapons was all about. I didn't think it would be that. It's another movie I probably will not watch again, but it was very, very good.
I don't know anything about Weapons except for its kids. Like, that's all I know.
It's kids.
Yep.
It's really interesting. It's told through like six different perspectives in pieces. Each section of the movie is told from a different point of view.
All right.
It's kind of found footage-esque, but it's not really. Gotcha. I take that back. It's not that at all. It's just following a person with their point of view. So they fill in details from earlier with later stories, and it's very, very good. I don't know that I would watch it again. It's very, very good. This guy knows what he's doing. Support him, is what I will say. Yeah. And the last two, I watched VHS Beyond. It's a found footage anthology series on Shudder. I was very interested in seeing this for a year or two now since it came out. I finally made myself watch it. Some of the segments I liked a lot. Some of the segments I didn't like very much at all. Standard anthology stuff, found footage, VHS Beyond on Shudder. There is some really, really good stuff in there, though. I will say, if you're a fan of that, see that. And then finally, with one day to go on Halloween night, because I almost ran out of time.
Yeah.
Kids are in bed. I watched a movie I've been meaning to watch for years, The Witch. I watched The Witch, a movie that is very controversial. People really like it. People really don't like it. I watched it. Yeah. It's very good. And it's another one of those movies. I don't know if I liked it or not. Okay. I don't know.
Is there anyone in
it
that?
It is
that,
good.
I would know. I have
the Queen's
it,
Gambit lady.
Oh, Anna, yeah. Oh, she's a very good actress.
Anna Joy. She has three names, and I'm going to mess them
I
up.
I will believe you.
She's
yeah.
in it.
Yeah, okay.
She's very, very good.
All right.
I don't know. I wouldn't watch it again, but it was an exciting 90-minute journey that I was able to work in right before we hit midnight on Halloween.
Gotcha.
But, you know, I'm glad I watched it. That's what I'll say.
Well, cool. So that is Ray's Halloween movie list, and now send him ideas for Ray's Thanksgiving movie list, I guess, will be 13.
Yeah, and don't send me Thanksgiving. I've seen it. There is a sequel,
is there
I believe.
Anything
I
else?
See that. I mean,
there's got to be a sequel to that. It's, yeah.
No, I there's probably multiple sequels. I haven't seen any of them. Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. I'll come back to you in 2 weeks. I'll let you know. We did get another email from our friend Luke. Luke, and this is worth talking about. He says, Dear Ray, I know that Shocktober is pretty much almost done for this year, as he wrote this. However, I just had what would loosely think is a Markiplier, big brain time moment. I think you guys should use more anime and manga characters in your Who Would Win battles. He wants to see Raven versus Sailor Moon. That's a good episode. As usual, thank you and more suggestions to come in the future from Luke. Luke, I'm going to be honest with you. I've said it on the show before. I'm going to say it again here. I love anime characters. I fell off of anime when I turned 30, roughly 172 years ago. And people in Who Would Win show environments don't listen to anime episodes. I wish it wasn't the case. We have to be very judicious with what anime characters we use on the Who Would Win show, because every time we use one, the ratings go down. And it sucks, and I wish it wasn't that way. But those of you who are listening right now are either like, I should probably listen to anime shows so Ray doesn't feel that way anymore as I prove him wrong, or, yeah, you're right, I skip anime shows, I'm not into that.
I mean, just leave a comment on this episode and let us know if that's an episode you want to hear.
Do you want to hear Raven versus Sailor Moon? Because I do. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really interesting matchup for sure. I like literally yesterday was explaining to my daughter what Sailor Moon was because she did not know. And I was like, I think you'd really like this based on, you know, stuff you like. But anyway, so it feels a bit like kismet that maybe this is a thing we should explore.
I don't know. I look, we had Dusty Roberts on the show, who's amazing on TikTok, and we did Yujiro Hanma, and that episode brought in fewer listeners than the episode before it.
Yeah.
And I wish that wasn't the case, but that's what ended up happening because it's an anime character. Listen to anime episodes extra and you'll get more of them. In fact, when we do an anime character, and we will do it again, who are we kidding? When we do one, call 20 of your friends and or enemies and or strangers on the bus stop and get them to download and listen to the episode at least for 2 seconds. Because without those numbers, we can't justify more anime episodes.
I mean, you know.
Sorry.
Maybe we need to just pick more nostalgic anime, more popular.
Man, how many Gokus can you do? We did one already, and that actually did very well, just for the record.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
Anyway, Sam, we're watching stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we're watching stuff.
We are consumers.
Yeah.
I'll start off right here because.
Do it.
Yeah. I've been doing a Sopranos rewatch. I think everybody, as they get to middle age, should do a Sopranos rewatch. I just finished season 3. I closed out season 3 actually last night. And I very much am enjoying the show. Watching it 25 years after it came out with somebody who's now lived in Hollywood for 20 years, my perspective is different than when I saw it the first time. And I will say, I see the warts on this show. I see a lot of stuff that I didn't notice the first time through.
Okay.
That being said, this is a good show. This is a show, like, if you're into mob stuff, mafia, HBO dramas with a lot of, we'll just say it, nudity, a lot of adult themes. This is a show that you might enjoy. If you haven't tried it, probably try it. After 3 seasons, I'm going to go forward to season 4. I'm into it. That's all I have to say about that. Damn, right. What are you watching? What are you watching?
Twice now. So yeah, I think last time I told you, I think we'd watched Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, but now we've gone as a family and watched the third volume of Guardians of the Galaxy just the other night. We did not watch whatever Infinity Gauntlet movie we needed to watch that was somewhere in between there. So there were some like, hey, by the way, X, Y, and Z happened. Here's some characters that are new, but we didn't need to. It felt good enough. You had Cosmo, the telekinetic dog, which obviously the girls loved quite a bit. And I thought it was a great movie. Like, all of those Guardians movies feel like better Marvel movies to me than at least 50% of the Marvel movies. And that's my take on it.
Love it. No, the Marvel movies are great, right? We could all agree. Yeah. Many more hits than misses as far as Marvel goes.
Yeah, I'm not saying the 50% that it's better than are bad movies by any means. I just think that these Guardians of the Galaxy movies are just done better. I think the characters are a little more interesting, and they also just have such good soundtracks, because that is such a conceit for the movies. Yeah.
Man, it's almost like James Gunn knows what he's doing.
Yeah, that guy.
Who knew?
Pretty good.
Who knew? Yeah. I've been watching a lot of horror movies. Like, over the last month, I've been watching 13 different horror movies. So that's what I would talk about right now. I'm interested in other movies. I unfortunately missed the Gabby's Dollhouse movie. I was supposed to take my kid and I blew it.
Oh, yeah.
I hear it's mid. I don't know. I haven't seen it. But we did go see K-pop Demon Hunters along on screen in theaters. And let me tell you right now, look, I know it's a thing, and I know it's a thing the kids love. If you haven't seen K-pop Demon Hunters, it is 10 times better than I ever thought it would be. Look, okay. I'm an old now, which means that I made fun of my parents for this, and now I get it. I tear up at nearly every movie I see, regardless of what that movie is.
Yes.
And I was a mess during K-pop Demon Hunters.
Really?
I'm old enough to admit it. It's more me than the movie at this point. Okay. I'll keep it real. But once a man hits a certain age, at least this is my experience and a lot of people I've talked to about it of a certain age, we just lose it at every movie, and we can't even explain why. It's a problem. But anyway, K-pop Demon Hunters, if you get a chance, it's on Netflix. It's their thing. Check it out. It's honestly excellent, and you'll probably enjoy it a heck of a lot, because I wasn't expecting to, but I did.
All right. Well, you know what my thing is, and that is zombies. I've watched the most recent season of The Walking Dead Daryl Dixon spinoff, which I think it was only 6 episodes, which pissed me off quite a bit. Can I say that?
Oh, no.
I'm like so mad that like it's so short and you're like, you're just getting to where it is interesting. And that is the conclusion. And I'm like, ah,
well, that stinks.
I still loved it. Like, I will watch almost any zombie thing and be 100% into it. I don't care if the zombies are speaking French, which, by the way, there's a lot of French happening in the Daryl Dixon spinoff because it takes place in France. Weird. So there's some subtitles going on. And then there's also some parts, if I recall, where they just are talking and you're like, I'm just going to believe that I think I know what they're saying.
Oh, like, boy. Okay.
You figure it out, audience. Great. Thanks. Got it. I guess it's kill the zombies. I don't know. But no, it was really good. I will watch any Walking Dead property from here until eternity.
Fair enough. I love that. Yeah, I'm very behind at all my TV shows right now. It's always only Murders in the Building. I should say it was great, but I'm behind Peacemaker recent season. I'm behind everything. I'm behind, but I'm three seasons deep into The Sopranos. That tells you where I'm at right now. Don't love that, but I'm trying to play more video games. I played zero video games for outside of maybe a couple League of Legends matchups, which I was terrible in all of them. I lost every game in the month. I'm not good. But the point I'm trying to make here is that I want to play more video games. So there's a new game called Ark Raiders that just showed up. It just came out. I've been interested in this for a while, and I can't get it working. I've tried it on two different computers, and it crashes every time I try to load it. Ark Raiders, people, do better.
That's the worst.
I don't know what your problem is, Ark Raiders, but it's not working for me, and I'm not happy about it. If you've been playing Ark Raiders, bless you, I can't.
That is frustrating. All right, I got one last thing, and that is the final, which is, I believe, the second season of the Quantum Leap reboot. Reboot, I don't think is the right word.
No, it's a sequel, really.
It is a sequel, yeah. This, much like the Daryl Dixon show, gets right to the end and you're like, oh, it's really good now. I mean, it was good. I enjoyed it. It had, just enough of the original show stuff going on and a lot of new sort of twists, and like they introduced new concepts. And like really that last, or I guess the second season, introduced like an interesting time travel, like love triangle, I guess I'll say.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it was kind of a cool take on that premise. And now I'm just very sad that there won't be a season three because it, it's not getting picked up. I loved it. I thought it was well done. It was a good show. And it's a shame that, networks doing their
networks,
dumb network
you bunch
thing.
Of jerks. NBC, yeah, but what's wrong with you? Come on, Peacock. Oh, yeah. I'm also behind on Poker Face, just for the record.
I don't even have whatever streaming thing that's on, so I don't get to watch that.
I would suggest it. Poker Stars? Face is a very good detective show.
Yeah, I love her, Natasha Lyonne.
She's wonderful.
Who's that? Speaking of like time travel, she did that one. What was it? Russian Dolls? Was that the time travel show?
Russian Doll was also excellent.
My God,
it's
how
a
good
Groundhog
was that?
Day premise with Natasha Lyonne, and it was wonderful.
So good. Yeah, it was so well done. And she is so good as that character. Anyway.
That's it. Well, that's almost it for our time. We've been here plenty long enough. Let's talk about the next episode. I think people want to know what we're going to do next. This episode will drop on Veterans Day, which means that we actually thought about it ahead of time. We are doing Captain America versus Green Arrow. Very, very interesting matchup here. And we have Captain America's number one super fan, the star, I'll say, of I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson. No, it's not Tim. We have Steve Moulton.
Better than
Steve Moulton will be here.
Steve Moulton.
Who is on multiple episodes of I Think You Should Leave. And Sharknado. I am a big fan of Steve. Steve is a big fan of us. We came together.
Steve's just a big guy.
He's a large man. He played Haystacks Calhoun on Young Rock.
Yes.
If you're familiar with that show, he's just a wonderful man. And we have him on the show. He's going to take Captain America. I'm going to take Green Arrow. We're going to do this thing, a Veterans Love Day it. Special. You're not going to want to miss it.
Love it. Yeah, I'm psyched. I'm excited to have Steve on the show. We've been in the same circles. Crossed paths many times, but
this is
the first time where we're sharing a mic. So I'm super excited about that. I love that we had the foresight to schedule something, and I can't wait for Easter when we do Peeps versus Chocolate Eggs. That's going to be a great matchup as well.
Let's not get crazy, Sam. What?
No? Then we're not doing that? All right, fine.
We're more likely to do Winnie the Pooh from the Blood and Honey movies.
Oh, God. It's in everyone else's mind. And that's so thank you so much for listening. And join us next week for our next battle episode. And as always, join us on our social media and our new Instagram at Instagram.com/WhoWouldWinMasters. Get it. Get on it. All right. And if you think you've got what it takes to be a part of Who Would Win Masters, record a 1-minute video demo of yourself and send it to whowouldwinshow@gmail.com. And who knows, maybe we'll see you on an episode in the future in the Challenger's Chair for Who Would Win Masters. This is Sam Proof. Stay strong.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Remember crying when Optimus Prime died?
Or the days when every series had a ham-fisted anti-drug episode?
Or when you wrote fan fiction about how the Animaniacs were so hot in that water tower so they took off all their clothes and they started...
No!
Different podcast.
This one is Knowing is Half the Podcast, a show devoted to the best and worst animated memories of your childhood.
Every week we recap a cartoon from the past to see if they're as good as you remember.
They're not.
What are you talking about? They're great!
You're both wrong. None of them get good until they're in a water tower.
No!
And Knowing is Half the Podcast.
Are you a geek who likes sports?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, we hope it is good. Welcome to another edition of Geeks Who Like Sports.
The Yankees really kind of mailed it in. She's the Goblin Queen. Like, yeah. It's legit. Football 101. Take what the defense gives you.
The NBA All-Star Game is fake. The Emperor would absolutely throw Vader under the bus.
Listen or watch Geeks Who Like Sports on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.